I know you've been waiting. When is that food fight going to be back on the air? Well, it's right now. 720 WGN. I'm John Landecker, your host of the food fight, and the opposite corner of the food fight ring is Ashley, who's luckily her voice has returned. Isn't that right?
I'm back. Back and ready to rock. That's why we had to cancel last week. I literally didn't have a voice.
I know.
It was pretty brutal.
Yeah, I'm glad you're over it. It's like, there's various degrees of losing your voice, I think. You know, there's like, you can lose it a little bit and it doesn't really bother you that much. In fact, you know, some people say you sound, well, never mind. And then, of course, there's the one that you're almost like your throat, like, is grating and it's sore and it's like, help me.
I will say, I think at the point of when we would have been doing the battle, I was at the first part, because I had a lot of people say that it actually didn't sound that bad. It actually sounded pretty sexy. And I was like, hey, man, I'll take what I can get.
Yeah, well, you know, I got to watch what I say.
Hey, not with me, you don't.
Well, we're good. Yeah, but if I don't watch what I say with you, then I'll get out of the practice of watching what I say, and I'll end up with somebody on the air that, they do care what I say, which I guess in a way is nice, as opposed to like, I don't care what you do. Just do whatever you want, John. All right. Another thing about tonight's food fight is that we're backtracking to what would have been the food fight last week if Ashley had not been suffering from what she suffered from. And
sexy voice syndrome.
Now, that's good. That is really good. I got to write that down. I got sexy voice syndrome. How are you? Yes. I got I'm really writing it down. Sexy voice syndrome. Yeah. Man.
You got to change the narrative, and then it changes your whole perspective. Right?
Indeed. So it was St. Patrick's Day, or we were doing something about St. Patrick's. An Irish connection, and it was Irish soda bread versus Irish brown bread. And you are the brown bread, and I am the Irish soda bread. As a matter of fact, I had some this evening. Just a thought as a tie-in. I mean,
did you make it homemade?
Of course. You mean you can get it at a, store? No, I didn't make it. What do you No.
I was impressed. I was like,
No, yeah, right. Oh my God. No, I have I didn't make it. It came from a store. Somebody else made it. But it was still very, very good. I like soda bread. Irish soda bread. Yeah. And I think Irish soda bread and brown bread, Irish brown bread, have a lot of things in common other than an Irish heritage, don't you think, maybe?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're both technically soda breads because they're both made with the baking soda.
Right.
So in theory, they're very similar, but there are things that do make them different based on like, how they're made.
All right.
So do you want me to start off? Do you want me
Please
to give
do.
My origin?
Yes, okay. yes, of course. Good.
So I will say I knew exactly what this bread was. I am not Irish, but I've had Irish brown bread before, and I feel like this is not a common bread. It's a common bread, period. It is a common bread in Irish households, especially back in like the 19th and 20th century. It's more of your common bread. It was like your daily staple, you know, whereas like Irish soda bread was more for special occasions. But I
really?
Feel like, oh, yeah. So I feel like the general public knows more about Irish soda bread because obviously around St. Patrick's Day, your Irish friends tend to make Irish soda bread, and then you might end up with several loaves, or you get loaves in the office, or whatever it may be, because I feel like more people have heard of Irish soda bread. I will say there were a couple Google searches that I was doing when I was doing my research where it was mixing the two, Irish brown bread versus Irish soda bread. Basically saying it was the same loaf of bread, but it's vastly different. There are differences to it. So,
yeah, okay.
So Irish brown bread embodies a rich culinary tradition deeply rooted in Ireland's history. You know, we're busting out the history lesson here.
Yeah, that's right.
Like I said, it can be traced back to the late 19th and early 20th centuries because that was around the time when whole wheat flour became more accessible to the general population. So traditionally, Irish brown bread recipes include, back in the day, it would do wholemeal flour, salt, buttermilk, and then baking soda, so that it's a soda bread.
Yes.
But nowadays, they try to liven it up a little bit. So now it's made with whole wheat flour, oats, baking soda, salt, stout ale, buttermilk.
Stout ale, you say? Stout ale.
Stout ale.
Are we talking beer here?
We are talking beer.
Okay.
We are talking beer. Lots of butter, molasses, and then brown sugar or honey, depending on what your preference is. So the addition of stout ale enriches the bread.
Yes.
With like a complex flavor, adding a touch of like subtle sweetness compared to help complement. It's like a heartier bread. It's thicker. It's more spongy. The texture, it's really moist. And it basically pays homage to the brewing heritage in Ireland. Yeah. So
I didn't see that at all when I was looking it up.
What the heck were you looking at?
I don't know. I guess I didn't, but because I was like, you know, these are basically the same until they until like America sort of adds onto it, like sugar and raisins and things like that that weren't there originally. They weren't there originally.
What I find wild about bread, because baking is a science. It has to be to a T, a science. It's literally chemistry. You're mixing all of these ingredients in order to make this bread. So I find it wild that people can add these crazy different things and it doesn't ruin the bread, so to say. In this case, it enhanced it. You know, you're adding stout ale to what is bread. You would think it wouldn't turn out the way that it does, but it does. So it's pretty crazy.
Well, you know, I think bread is the kind of food that you can play around with. You know, you can put almost anything on it. Maybe not mix it in with the batter or what you want to call it, where you're actually going to bake something. But once the loaf of bread comes out and you cut it up, you can put anything on there if you want. Don't you think? I mean, you know,
how would
we make sandwiches?
No, true. I mean, yeah, whatever your bread and butter is, no pun intended. But, for my bread, it's usually, you'll notice that it'll be topped with different types of oats. That's kind of, it adds to the hardiness.
Okay.
And they'll use this bread to dip in stews and soups. Mm-hmm. And it just complements all of the stuff that you're eating. So that's just kind of the history behind it. But like I was saying, it's super moist. I feel like all the Irish soda bread I've had, and I am going to say every single one I've had has been homemade. So I'm going to be insulting some people here, but I feel like it's so dry. I douse Irish soda bread in butter, like head to toe, thick layer of butter on Irish soda bread.
Okay.
Personally.
Well,
personally.
I think
you know, if you're trying to be healthy, not always the best choice.
Well, you know, both of these, the history of them come from the fact that it was cheap. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Both of these breads were like inexpensive. Everybody could do it, so they did, and and I think, you know, the simplicity of it is one of its main attractions, whether it's soda bread or brown or whatever. It is the food fight. That's what it is, and we'll do more of it when we come back on 720 WGN. Yeah, we're going all food all the time, 720 WGN. Good evening. It's 8:22. She's Ashley. I'm John. And tonight's battle is between Irish soda bread and Irish brown bread. Now, you know, I like to find some sort of other media. Maybe it's a joke. Maybe it's, some movie clip or a TV show or a song or a dance or whatever that has something to do with what we're fighting about. Well, if we had the ability, if we had the music license for me to play the entire 3 minutes and 9 seconds of this soda bread song, I would. But we don't. So this is what you get. Google, you know, songs about Irish soda bread. And this thing pops up, the soda bread song from Chef Brody O'Baker or something like that. And I hit it and I go, this is fantastic. And I mean, it is. I think it's just unbelievable. The voices are cool. The arrangement, you know, the music and stuff like that. I'm surprised I never heard it. But there you go. Now, where were we before I got carried away with the song?
Can I just say, every single week, I am astounded by what you find. I mean, we've battled some weird things.
Yes.
Even when you had Dan Levy on with you. I mean, the amount of things that you found is insane to me.
Well, it's really not that difficult. Well, good. I'm glad you did.
No, I know. It's just funny that these things exist, is what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean?
It's a vast world out there. There's so many options. It's unbelievable. YouTube and Google are my friend when it comes to doing this thing. So where are we? I think we've said enough, don't you, about Irish soda bread and black bread. Do we have any kind of total whatsoever as to which one has risen, so to speak?
These are great puns. 71% Irish soda bread.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Not surprised.
Landslide.
Yeah. Yeah. But
I think my bread is not commonly known.
I got you.
They don't realize that they've probably had it, or that they have access to it, or how simple it is to get it. But
indeed,
I digress. Congratulations on your win.
Oh, on behalf of my soda and my bread, I thank you. So, hey, are we on next week doing this thing?
We're doing this thing. We're back.
All right.
I was thinking, so as I'm sure the population knows, opening day for the Cubs is Thursday, and then opening day for the Sox is what, April 1st, Jack? Is that right? I don't know exactly.
Their home opener, I think, is a week from Thursday, but the Sox open on Thursday, too. They're just in Milwaukee.
It's opening day.
The Sox are in Milwaukee.
Yes.
So in honor of baseball, I was thinking we could do some sort of, like, peanuts versus Cracker Jacks.
Wait a minute. Don't they have peanuts in Cracker Jacks? Or am I just...
I don't know. I don't know what a Cracker Jack is.
You're kidding me.
I've seen the packaging.
Wait a minute.
I've definitely had it, but I have
You've never had Cracker Jacks?
I think I have, but like, I have like a piece of Cracker Jack, which is not doing justice because the whole thing is Cracker Jack.
Think of caramel corn, only with a different name.
Is that all it is?
No, there's more to it than that, and I don't remember exactly off the top of my head, but there's more in there than just, there's no crackers and no Jack, I can tell you that. But I mean, it has, I forget the ingredients. I should look it up, but I don't know. But you want to do that? You want to do Cracker Jacks and something else?
That was just an idea I had.
Popcorn, peanuts, and Cracker Jacks? I mean, it's a whole song.
You eat at a ball game. I know, that's what I was thinking.
It's a whole song.
I literally was thinking, take me out to the ball game, and I was like, peanuts and Cracker Jacks?
Yeah, they should probably update the lyrics to that. Because I've been reading what they're going to be serving at both ballparks, and it's like,
it's like a five-star steak.
I know, it's like going to a restaurant or something. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else we got going on. Let's see.
Well, I like the baseball angle. I just wish I could come up with a better choice.
What is it? Yeah. I mean,
I know.
What I think we could, I mean, I don't know if we ever want to venture away from not necessarily the food aspect, but still food, but getting your food delivered to you in the stands or going to get the food.
Oh.
Like everyone pick in the stands. But
yeah, of
something
course.
Like that, an experience within the ballpark, you know, sitting in the bleachers versus sitting.
Oh, well.
I'm onto something. I just don't know what it is.
Well, we got about a minute to decide what it's going to be. So let's get with it. Any other suggestions? It doesn't have to be about, what if we didn't do anything about baseball at all? What if we did something that's not related to baseball? I mean, we got all season to come up with the baseball one.
It's true,
only going to be about 1,000 games that are going to be happening. Right?
It's true.
Yeah.
We do have time.
So what else did you, what else
I said
came to mind?
Baked potato versus potato salad.
Baked potato versus potato salad. Okay. I mean, one's hot, one's cold. Well, I suppose you could have You can hot have you can have hot potato salad. I don't think
there's a lot of songs about potatoes.
Well, there's a good reason for doing it right there. Okay, you want to do baked potatoes and
potato salad? I'm in.
Sure. Okay, what do you want to? Which one would you care to take?
Let me do baked potato because I feel like I've perfected the baked potato.
Well, now that's a very strong statement. We'll find out. Okay, then I'll be potato salad. Writing it down right now. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Talk to you next week, Ashley. Okay. Bye. There we have potato salad. All right.